Dreamcast, too. That was actually a generation by itself, wasn't it? Nothing else came out 128-bit. That's the truth, though.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our celebration, our farewell to current gen, soon to be past gen gaming. My name's Joe.
Dan.
I am Tim.
Chad.
Yep. Hey, welcome to the show.
Always vote.
The games! My favorite games ever! Goodbye.
Okay, so welcome to the episode. We're going to be bidding a farewell to current gen, soon to be next gen gaming.
So long, sweet sorrow!
Yep, we've got the next couple weeks, we've got new systems coming out, so we felt it would be appropriate to... to me, a good capper on any generation is to kind of do a review and discuss all the things that we enjoyed doing, so...
Great capper to a good day.
Yeah, so this episode is devoted to that. Got some, got Tim here. We've talked about him quite a bit.
Yeah.
On previous episodes, he's wanting to put in his 2 cents. Also got Fauno, who's going to be subbing in.
Fauno!
Tagging in whenever he's got something to add. So, we all sort of just prepared notes.
Without further ado.
Yeah, let's start reflecting on, a fond farewell to this generation of gaming. It's been swell. It's been longer than usual. It's been a long time coming.
It's a third of our lives,
which is disgusting.
Been dedicated to me personally, Xbox. I barely touched a PS3.
Yeah, I mean, so much has happened since then. The first time we played 360, the first time I played 360 was at Tim's house.
Was it Halo 3?
No, it was your dad's house, your parents' house.
That was when we used to play games all the time.
And we played fucking Zuma and Galaxy Wars.
Geometry Wars!
Galaxy Wars!
Right!
Hey, I'm getting old. It was a long time ago. My mind's starting to go. But yeah, Geometry Wars.
His best game of his life.
That's where it started for me. Like, I had a 360. At the time, I didn't have high-speed internet at my house. So I came to your house to play. And there was that's when Dan was living there as well.
Yep.
I remember hooking it up. God. We had three consoles going. And tube TVs.
Remember the big TV rolled in my bedroom? It was like 62 inches, and we played Oblivion for 100 hours in 2 weeks.
Holy shit.
Me and Tim put over 100 hours in 2 weeks into Oblivion.
I remember plugging
Oblivion
the,
is one thing.
I felt sick. Like, I can't even play that game anymore. The tunes.
That's my study music. That's my relax music.
The glad champion standing here next to me.
Do you remember hooking up the N64 to that TV and trying to play Smash Brothers?
And then Dan came in and said, look at this resolution.
It was the worst!
I forgot about that.
We still make fun of him for that.
We still tease you.
Yeah.
Look at the resolution. It's terrible.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It was so bad.
It was very pixelated.
Were you a resolution elitist at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, I got this high definition television screen.
I think it was just after Laura bought that. DLP.
Oh, look at the resolution on this.
Oh, it's just horrible. You see my TV.
We all did that, though.
But there was a DLP TV.
It was awful, though.
It wasn't 64.
You said you rolled it into the room, Tim. It wasn't the best TV.
No, that was
a
different
TV. It was on wheels.
It wasn't. Wait, Wade. Like, 200 pounds?
For sure. 12 years ago, TVs came on wheels.
Yeah, those were the basement TVs, too. So it's like, all right, everybody. That's going in the basement.
You're on the stairs? You start?
Yeah.
There's no stopping once you start going.
We broke ours. It was repaired at one time. Someone was bringing it back down the stairs, and it was just... It, like, broke the guy's leg as he was going bringing it back down.
It was your father's worst nightmare, because I remember it was hooked up to the same cable line as a satellite.
Yeah.
Like, what's father watching? Turn on. Oh, no!
That's true.
Porn.
To this day, it's on his iPad.
I didn't want to announce that. But...
His iPad.
His iPad.
Sure.
So let's move it along a little bit. I want to... Does anyone have any, like, regrets, you know, like, great games that you always wanted to get to, you couldn't quite get across to them? I know specifically for me, Borderlands always sounded amazing to me, but I never got it. I never got into it. and my other ones are Metal Gear Solid 4. I really wish I had played that.
Yeah, I agree.
Me as well.
And Donkey Kong Country Returns I never played for Wii, because I had hacked my Wii at that point. And if for some reason, if you get a free version of a game, it's you no longer want to play that game.
Yeah, it's the same with me with torrents. Whenever I torrent a game, I'll play it for like 2 hours and I'll never touch it again. Just because it's free, you don't.
Yeah, you have no care. You have no.
It's the Netflix dilemma.
It has no value to it. So you're like, I didn't pay any money. I don't care if I don't play
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Do you guys have any regrets?
Yeah, that's. Oh well. Yeah, we're
the only
regrets.
Game that I really wanted to play that I haven't is Heavy Rain.
Oh.
I don't even know if it was that good.
It was phenomenal.
See what I mean?
Oh, I thought that was a hideous voice.
No,
it's the same. It's the same either way.
No, I've heard a lot of good things about that game, and I never got a chance to play it.
It was one of the best stories
I've ever
experienced.
My PS3 played no games at all until, like, The Last of Us.
All I remember was
I have
Jason.
You can borrow it. Jason!
Not
Jason!
TJ, any regrets?
Oh, I have tons. I feel like this new generation, I'm going to play everything, because I'm just going to dive in. But, I mean, Mass Effect is huge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, right? Right at the top.
Wow. That's all I played.
That's embarrassing.
The Last of Us, I won't be able to play. I'm excited to get PS4. I'm actually going to be able to play The Last of Us.
No, you can't.
No.
It will. They're retarded.
Are you serious?
No, it's not.
What?
That's news to you right now?
First of all.
Oh, just broke all no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You honestly think that they're not going to port a version over for
okay.
PS4?
Hey, guy.
In a year.
Guy, years.
You're nuts.
Oh, guy, yeah.
A big regret that I had was never playing or getting together in like a full rock band night with anybody.
Tim and I many times.
Remember weekly in a band, it was terrible.
Yeah,
18's a singer, but he would only sing one song. He would deny every song except for
"I
Had
a Tiger."
Over and over and over again.
Yeah, I feel like that would have been amazing.
It was fun.
They were amazing nights.
I was never into being on the spot for that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like especially if Joe sing it. It's like. I'm uncomfortable.
Well, singing's different.
Yeah. Singing is pretty
immediately.
I'm surprised 18's jumped in.
Oh, because when anybody sings with us, it's a joke sing. Yeah. It's not a real like voice vocal. Like it's just have a good time sing. But like I can't even do that. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't do any kind of vocal in front of people.
Do you guys
well,
know?
Like, I just want to say like that's another regret for me is that this generation went as long as it did, because the generation ended 2 years ago with Battlefield 3 and Skyrim. I haven't bought a game since those came out.
There has been a significant amount of wanting since we knew that, okay, now they're going to release new stuff. Like that period of limbo where they announced that, you know, there's going to be new systems in the next couple of years, or in the next year and a half. They're already at E3, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, what am I doing? Like,
just
I want
please announce something.
Yeah.
Like, for 2 years running, like, oh, it's going to be announced, it's going to be out this year. But, yeah, that's a big regret of mine. But, to go back to Rock Band and Guitar Hero, this generation was pretty much the inception and the death of music games, pretty much. Like,
yeah, what happened there? I didn't even notice they died. Like,
well, they put out
about
they
them.
Put out like 500 Rock Band games and Guitar Hero games in the course of a year, and then it's just like, you
it was
can't
a
keep
DJ
up.
Game, too.
Yeah,
DJ Hero. Target.
I got it.
Rocksmith.
Rocksmith is a whole different breed. That's not a cliche music game. That's an actual instrument. It's fucking hard.
Yeah, as far as the music thing goes, like the whole like age of peripheral, like I guess it would count with motion gaming, fucking scales that you plug into your games.
Yeah, like when Wii came out, there was just like you're already playing tennis, so get a tennis racket peripheral, stick your Wiimote in it.
I think it's a little bit better than that, though. Like, it actually did something.
No,
yeah,
it did
yeah.
nothing.
But it's just a plastic chunk. Like,
oh, you mean
the actual like the drums? Like,
yeah.
The drums as real as you can get for a game. Like, those drums were, if you could play a Rock Band drum set, you could actually hold a beat in real life. Like, it was that point.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They were like a guitar. No, because it's five buttons. Obviously, like you're not. But the actual drum set, if you could like hit the hi-hat and the snare while hitting the bass pedal, you could. Do that in real life. Yeah. It's a little different setup, but you could still... You'd be okay.
You guys gonna miss music games?
Absolutely not.
Because no. None of the old peripherals are gonna work.
Somehow, dancing games with Kinect and all that crap have...
Have survived?
Have survived, and they sell they will millions transcend. Every year.
In the fitness?
The fitness things are kind of cool.
They sell, though. They
fitness
sell.
Things are kind of cool.
Now, Kinect can read your heartbeat, so it can get the calories you're burning.
It can't do that.
It's so stupid.
I'm sure it can do that.
We'll see what happens.
There's no way that
it's infrared. Why can't it read your heat waves? And
Dan, you're constantly calling me out, like, why don't I play good games, and why don't I play fucking hardcore games and shit like that? I'd just like to point out that on IGN, top modern games.
Okay,
let's go top five modern games. Portal 2, Mario Galaxy 2, Red Dead, Mass Effect 2, and Bioshock. The only one I did not put tons of time into was Bioshock, and that's because when I bought my 360, Bioshock had already come out,
right.
And like I had way too much to play.
Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing right
now. And I destroyed those games.
According to IGN, which is not very significant.
Well, I mean, okay. What would you consider the top five modern games? Like, I'm confident I played the best games this generation. I'm confident that I played the best of the best. And there are things that are like B pluses. There are B pluses that I didn't play, and I'm fine with that.
You missed some.
Also, Skyrim's not on the list because it came out before. After they made that list, but I rocked the shit out of Skyrim as well.
Yeah,
and I'm calling you out because I fucking
there's some good games with this Skyrim.
Okay, here's the thing. Let me correct what I say when I'm bashing you, and I'm only being playful. But you don't play many games online. You're very much a personal gamer. Like you like to sit on the couch by yourself.
I'll agree with that.
And play your games, and you know you'll come to us with stories and stuff, and that's fine. That's fun. But there's nothing better than getting online.
I don't know how many times I've heard that fucking Fallout story. Of you going,
damn, I had to decide.
The girl was in the bed. And whether or not...
What, twice you've heard that story?
I fucking heard that stupid thing at least 10 times. I hate it.
But either way...
Truth comes out.
No, not to bash. You just... You don't play online games, and that's what I've been focusing on the last long time.
Couldn't Joe flip that on you, though?
Like, as soon as...
You're a shit gamer because you only play online games?
No, I don't only play online games, though. I play all games.
True.
When
I don't say an online game makes a good game though.
Not necessarily, but when like just me and Chad have been playing Battlefield for fucking years now, like pretty religiously. Aside from the last 6 months because I need something new, but there were many years where we just played, and before that was Halo.
Battlefield is so bad single player that you only want to play online.
Well, even GTA. GTA is fucking incredible. It's one of the best games I've ever played single player. But the day GTA Online came out, I have not touched single player since. Not once.
You should, because it's the ending is really, really good.
Oh, I would like to, but is in this... 2 weeks, next gen comes out, and I'm done. Like, I'm packing my shit up, and I'm not playing anything
Speaking
again.
Speaking of that, South Park has been delayed.
Delayed till March! They have to release that shit.
You are not going to play South Park in March 2014? Have
Destiny is coming out.
No, here. No, February is the beta, and it's coming out like 3 or 4 months after the beta for sure.
It'll probably come out 2 weeks after.
No betas last
like they did with Battlefield 4.
Halo 3 came out. They had a beta.
That's not a real beta.
You
do not. But you do not test a beta on console.
You don't.
It doesn't work.
On console, you
sure does.
No, it doesn't work.
You don't do it. Not
you test
beta.
A beta on PC because it doesn't PC work. Battles. Like, why would you test?
Oh, just hit the space bar.
Listen to this. Why would you test a Battlefield beta on console when it's 16 versus 16?
You're testing your server strength.
Because they promised it.
Why on console when you're doing 32 versus 32 on PC? Why wouldn't they take the PC? No, why wouldn't you take the PC server strength and get those digits while it's twice as many players?
All edited out.
I don't know any of you digits.
Digits! All right.
My biggest regret, though, I will say this.
We haven't done this yet.
I have not played... I played the first level of Super Mario Galaxy 2.
There's a big regret for me. I agree on that.
And I don't... Well, it's Nintendo Wii.
It's going to come up... It'll come up later in the episode how good Super Mario Galaxy 2 is.
I played the first
level. And I'm not going to talk about it very much, but...
I really need to play it, so I need to borrow it.
It's disgusting. Do you remember how it felt the first time you played through Mario 64?
I beat it monthly. Still.
Here's,
look!
No, but...
It's there.
But here's a testament to, like, the Mario games. How many times have I come over here and it's like, all right, you play till you die? I've never done playing. There was a time where me, you, Joe, 18s, all were at your dad's house, and we were playing Galaxy, and it was
I was there for that.
Play until you die, and it was literally 5 minutes, and you're dead. And it was like, you have to adjust yourself as a gamer to that game, whereas like every other game is like, oh, point and shoot.
Word.
Word to your mother.
That's pretty neat. I need to play it.
Moving on.
Alright, we're going to bring it back.
Zip.
I want to take a moment to lament all the many hours I've spent in LAN parties over the past generation between Halo 3,
yep,
Halo Reach,
oh, yep, God,
every Halo game, Battlefield.
Back Company 2, 3.
Just getting into the same room as you guys and just playing a game together was amazing.
It's a corner blues.
Tim and I land single player campaign. Oh, no, it was co-op. We co-opted all the way through Resident Evil 5 in a day.
Yeah, and we got the eggs. Didn't we get that glitch going? We got more money.
Well, we played. Yeah, you play through one level over and over again.
I just bought that game to PC. $1.99.
Oh yeah, the. You know what? Like, the LAN parties are one thing. Even playing Smash Brothers in the same room. Like,
yeah.
Late in the episode, I was going to hit on, like, what aren't we going to see anymore? And one of those is living room multiplayer, man.
You'll still see it with Nintendo. Always.
No, we're gonna get together and play games.
You know what? Is that a reflection on the generation or where we're at in our lives?
Generation. Maybe a bit of both.
I would say the lives.
I'd say lives.
Lives, for sure. Yeah.
I got two fucking kids asleep upstairs.
I live alone in an apartment building where people can just come over, bring your shit, and we'll play. But,
I'm down. I've never had a small TV. Now I've got a dose.
Bring that little whitey.
Oh, little whitey's coming.
Little whitey?
There's nothing saying that you can't have those same experiences online. You can.
There is something saying that.
I know it's not the exact same, but like when I'm focused on the game in my headset...
Think about a game of NHL. Sitting next to that person on the couch.
I've still played with Fano, though. It's a little different. Yeah, it's not the same.
You can't do the face.
I'd say it depends on the game.
The face after goal is missing if you're playing.
But Halo Reach, though, I can say I had just as good a time if you were beside me.
One thing I want to do before this generation is completely out, nobody ever touches it again.
It's coming quick.
Is beat Aegis Wing. As a
100%
four player co-op. 100% Aegis Wing, yeah.
Haven't we done that?
No.
That's the only achievement
we've never had. Four people, and you need four people.
Remember that one game that's free? It's like Yaris, that car.
Oh! I got five neighbors.
Big regret buying the Burger King games.
You bought
for achievements
them?
I bought them all. Free.
The achievements are hard as hell.
Those were the worst.
I remember Sneak King, and I was like,
Sneak King.
Fuck this game. I hated it.
I bought Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
No,
for $10 for the achievements.
Dear God.
And I'm like, I'm gonna get all these. It's volleyball, like with boobs. I'm gonna get them all, like 10 minutes. It is the hardest game to get achievements. I got 5 points, so I can't erase it from my gamer profile.
Oh,
it hurts. It's up there.
I wish you could delete that.
They are hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry for swearing.
That sucks.
You can swear.
Okay. Swear podcast.
I got one more for your list.
Yeah,
I'm surprised I can't make it on, to be honest. Portal 2.
What? Worst games of the generation?
Place,
oh, yeah.
Oh, the LAN gaming?
Yeah. I used to just... We played
through that
game. And I love puzzle games, right? And Portal 2, like, it's more than a puzzle game, right? Like, it kind of evolved from the first one. You had GLaDOS and everything. It was funny.
Yeah.
I just love playing that game.
So, we played through the single player, right? At the same time?
We played through the co-op.
You guys did co-op together?
Yeah,
I remember
but
I was,
there's
like,
no co-op
so
campaign.
Pissed.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
Co-op with the robots.
Yep.
That's you can consider that campaign.
It is campaign.
Yeah, it is campaign.
That is a full campaign.
Co-op campaign.
Oh yeah, we did play. Oh, okay, all right. Guys, most underappreciated game. I got Twilight Princess and Jetpack Joyride. Jetpack Joyride.
God, it's due.
I swear to God, I was 12th in the world.
The game sucks.
I swear to fucking God, and my
Twilight Princess
is awful.
Really good, man.
It's really good.
It's really fucking good, and like. Everyone,
it's got a bad first maybe 3 hours.
Yes, I agree. And then when you can actually switch between your wolf.
When you can choose to switch to the wolf and back, that's when the game opens up, and it's amazing. The best heart pieces, the best bosses, like the visual style was amazing.
I enjoyed
it thoroughly. And you know what? As a lot of people played on the GameCube, So they didn't get to experience how awesome it was, you know, bow and arrow with the Wii Remote.
And it, it showed you how to actually take part in combat. Like, it wasn't just, oh, I'm swinging like this. No, literally, you can, there's moves where you can jump behind the guy, but you have to do it in sequence.
Yeah, and you finally have to, like, learn new moves.
And there are certain bosses where if you don't know that move, you're fucked. You're dead.
It's the worst solid game ever made.
Yeah,
okay. I want to be a fucking wolf. That's awful.
Tim, the double hook shot.
The wolf was
the double hook shot.
Not bad either.
Yeah, it was cool for half a temple.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck
out of here. Nothing beats fucking Wind Waker.
No.
Nothing beats Wind Waker.
Wind Waker!
Ocarina of Time, I'll take it back.
I haven't played it. Majora's Mask better than Ocarina of Time.
No.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of my room!
Majora's Mask. First of all, it is Ocarina of Time, but better.
What?
Majora's Mask is Ocarina of Time, but better.
No, Majora's Mask
is better than Ocarina.
Majora's Mask is a side quest in Ocarina of Time.
I haven't played Wind Waker, so I can't comment. But it
Wind Waker's the best.
Get out of my room again!
It seems to be, hold on, it seems to be consensus that Wind Waker is the best, so I will...
You get that Swift Sail?
You gotta get a Wii U and play Wind Waker HD. You get the Swift Sail yet? It's amazing.
Oh, definitely, I did get the Swift Sail. Definitely.
I love sailing, and I was like, I don't want it because I love sailing.
Right there with
But I hated blowing the wind in the direction every time.
Yeah.
And when I equipped that Swift Sail... And when you just point your boat, it changes the wind for you. I was like,
Yeah.
That changed everything. And I got it after the, like, right before the Earth Temple, like, the last two temples, right?
Yeah, where you have to bring the companion with you.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just get it.
Yeah,
and I read the guy.
Like, yeah. I was having so much fun because you can play on the gamepad, eh?
Well, I was only playing the gamepad.
Oh my
God. So I saw the pause for the map.
No, fuck that. Being able to chart your map while you're sailing is...
And if my girlfriend's sleeping...
Unimaginable.
I can just play on the gamepad, plug my headphone in on the top.
You and me both, buddy.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You guys just need...
But probably what she hears is...
Most underappreciated game of this generation.
What about the fucking TV, Chad?
But probably what she hears...
Hey?
Imagine when the headphones are on, though, Joe. What the girlfriend hears is...
Yeah.
All
night. Oh, my God, yeah. Like,
the buttons, like, clicking. They're loud. When you're sleeping, they're loud.
Yeah, I've done that too. Like, I've played Battlefield while like, Manny was asleep.
Yeah.
And,
You're holding that trigger?
Yeah, I'm taking the,
Fuck!
Yeah, exactly. God damn it!
We're talking about underrated games.
I feel like Gam was...
Yeah.
Make a point.
Most underappreciated game...
Don't say Fallout 3.
No, in this group alone, I know that it was, like, widely praised, but Red Dead Redemption...
We all loved it.
You loved it, and I loved it. You only played online.
I think I'm underappreciated.
Underappreciated. Like, nobody...
It's billions.
None amongst this group is what I said.
Amongst this group, everybody bought it and played it.
You didn't fucking play it with me at all. I was online alone all the time.
I played online a lot. That's the only Rockstar campaign I've ever played.
Well, maybe I'm remembering it differently, but I remember wanting to play online.
GTA 5? I never played that game in my life.
You're an idiot.
No, I never beat GTA 1 campaign, 2, 3, or 4. None of them.
Yeah.
I beat Red Dead's campaign, and then I beat 5. Because it has the same pacing, the same, like...
I'm going ahead and say it. GTA 5 is the best game I've ever played. Yes.
Shut the fuck up. No.
It's the best Rockstar game I've ever played.
It's the best game I've ever played.
It's got, like, the most sales on PS3 and Xbox.
I'm having more fun with this game.
It is incredible how much
that game has sold. It's the best selling game of all time.
Already.
It's only 9 million every Call of Duty.
You can do... Like, there's a game where you can just parachute and you go through these gates. That's fun in its own.
There was a point where, like,
you can do.
I was in free mode.
Jet fights.
And I stuck a sticky to my helicopter, got in the helicopter, went all the way up, parachuted out, blew it up for the cinematic, and literally watched my helicopter blow. I'm like, yes!
It's amazing. Like,
pulled the chute.
The racing in the game itself, there are so many races in everywhere, and you can do different cars, bikes, like. Different classes of cars.
You guys seem to like this game more than anybody else in the whole world.
No.
I have never heard anybody
talk
about that
game. That is very false because it's the best selling game of all time. So, where's that statement come from?
Okay, well, I listen to a couple of podcasts and I listen to you guys.
I've heard everybody. It's more about the experiences. Like, the game itself, there's no. It doesn't touch, like, 90% of the Mario games or, like, Zelda. But, like, the experience with friends when you're. Like, the stealth, the bomber thing. It was just literally. It was an average day in the GTA world, and a giant jumbo jet just flies over me. I'm just, like, terrified for my life.
What topic were we on here?
Underappreciated
games. You know what? I'll give you GTA. In this room, half of the people in this room did not play GTA in the least, and you guys seem to have a lot of great things to say about it.
Yeah, I've played a little bit, not online though. So
yeah, you played a lot of single player. I always look at your achievements. Yeah. That's what I do. I creep people's.
I used to do that a lot. I used to compare.
Where's TJ?
I played it for a couple days, and then I kind of got away from it. I'm gonna get back to it though.
I'll go ahead and throw Mario Galaxy 2 into the mix, just because. I can't even talk about it. You have to play it to experience it.
I should borrow from you.
I will say it's underappreciated because I played the first third of that game and did not care for it as much as you did.
The second one?
I mean, close, yeah.
See, well, I liked the first one, but it was no Mario 64 to me.
We don't have to.
I heard Mario Galaxy 2 is closer to that Mario experience.
I want to mention Bulletstorm.
Amazing. I tried twice.
It's amazing.
I tried two times to play that game.
Bulletstorm is phenomenal. I played on PC, mind you.
Once you get the hang of what you're supposed to do that in that whip. Game, yeah, it's so much fun. When you get good at what you're supposed to do, it's just points. Like, you get points for killing people in style. Yeah. So, like, there's a group of guys, and you're just like, oh my god. You have this whip thing that just whips the ground and then launches the guys into the air. And then you just have, like, 5 seconds to, okay, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And you just try and chain together these kills. Yeah. And when you get really good, like, when you just... It's probably like what Street Fighter is. Like, when people get amazing at Street Fighter, it's the same thing. Like, button combinations and getting everything down. When you get good at it, it's so satisfying.
It's basically a Western shooter game. Like, you know, like, when things, like, pop up on the rail?
Yeah.
And you're shooting them? That's what it is, but you're moving through
the
environment.
It did feel like rails, kind of.
It is, in a sense, but... Oh, it's so good.
That was a lot of fun.
I torrented that game too, so I didn't pay for it, and that's one of the ones that I played for, like, it took me about 10 hours to go through the entire thing. I beat it in like 3 days. It was
I played over and over again too, trying to get Chivos and stuff. And it was a lot of fun.
You want to take a break? I broke the chains before they choked me out.
Yeah.
Guys, what about things that we won't see anymore? You know, I mean, with leaving this generation behind...
Bad graphics.
there will still be bad graphics.
There will still be bad.
You know, like...
Yeah, like Xbox One 720p upscaled to 1080p.
No. I've got system sellers. You guys can challenge that in a second. We won't see any more system sellers. We won't see any more strategy guides.
We will not see...
And we already talked about living room multiplayer.
Titanfall will be a system
continuously watched. System
Listen,
seller.
When I talk about system sellers, I'm talking about Final Fantasy VII. Game changers.
Naughty
system
Dog.
Pushers. Yeah,
Naughty Dog.
What are they going to do? That's good. Okay.
Turn 4?
Last of Us, I did not own a PS3. I bought Tim just to play it.
This is something we won't see anymore.
Yes, we will.
Why?
In fact, it's happening right now. Naughty Dog is... They're visiting... SpaceX, you know, like Elon Musk.
SpaceX is incredible. No. Privately funded NASA, it's insane.
So it's far out.
He's far out. He's
far out. So what
guy started PayPal?
Yeah.
As well.
He's a genius. Like,
so what is this? What are they doing?
And Tesla Motors.
Yep.
Naughty Dog's visiting this company because their next game is going to be in space.
So this is going to pull gamers away from Xbox One?
Yeah, because it's exclusive. It's a Naughty Dog exclusive to PS4.
Okay.
Naughty Dog struggled to pull away Xbox 360 gamers. I mean, like, I'm very intrigued.
Well, they didn't struggle The Last of Us.
Naughty Dog didn't even have to, like struggle to do that.
They kind of did their own thing.
Everything's going to be not online. Even a commodity until fucking Drake's Fortune, whatever this is, Uncharted came out.
No.
The Uncharted commercials were like, literally, this is the reason why you want to get this system.
No, Metal Gear Solid 4 did that too.
Yeah, Metal Gear.
Also, too. God of War was the system pusher for PS3.
A lot of people.
I guess.
I bought one actually to play it.
Great game. I actually think Dante's Inferno beats God of War, in my opinion.
Well, bam! So Dante's Inferno, underappreciated.
Do you guys think we're going to see that kind of... That is just going to continue to exist?
Yes.
System sellers, absolutely.
No way. And here's my
argument.
That's
exclusive, man.
But here's my argument,
well,
right?
Like, argument first.
Okay, so first party is going to be fine, but there's capable teams on both ends, which I think is, you know, it's going to create polarity between the two systems fine. But I'm talking about, like, when I say I use Final Fantasy VII as the example, like, the third-party games that are they're only going to side with one console, I think 99% of games on this next generation are going to be cross-platform. Between PC... I mean, just like they exist now.
Yeah, it's the same as now. Yeah. Like, you're going to have Halo 5.
But I'm talking about giants. I mean...
What do you think that is?
God of War, huge, God of War, Uncharted. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they did nothing to turn me into a PlayStation gamer.
Yeah, true.
There are still system sellers, though. You can never say that it's not going to happen.
And the rumor behind the Titanfall. Whole Quantum Break being like a live action TV show that they send to you, kind of in the theme of
awful idea.
It's going to be awful.
Defiance. In the theme of
Alan White,
Walking Dead.
You are?
Where your decisions give you your own personal show. I think that's awesome.
Dan, everybody's going to be right. It's going to be
Defiance. When's the last time you guys said to yourself, I really wish that character would do this?
No, it's Defiance.
Like, when I was watching Breaking Bad, I was like, I really wish Walter White would just fucking shoot his wife in the head. And he could do that. That would be incredible.
No, but then you'd have
and they're
going to
rewrite the story for you?
No, but if they already pre-ordained... Well, they're not going to have, like, shoot someone in the head.
So it's going to be like Mass Effect. They'll have three...
Where it boils down to
just like
two
Walking
things.
Dead. Just like Walking Dead.
All right.
I can't wait to see
him. He killed the guy, and he's not there anymore, so he got the kill.
It's Defiance, where it boils down to a shitty game and a shitty show.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta move on. We'll
guys, I mean, living room multiplayer strategy guides, I think we all agree, strategy guides are gone.
Strategy
that's
guides.
Very sad.
Well, you have the internet now.
Sir,
still collect these now.
But they were like, I remember having a strategy guide, which, by the way, I have your Wind Waker strategy guide.
They died after N64, in
you
my opinion.
You have my Wind Waker strategy.
Yeah,
and
like, it's in the same shape you delivered it to me.
I gave that to you?
No, you lent it to me, but... It's there and ready, and I'm ready to give it back to you.
I think they died after N64, though. We had the internet.
Took it when you were
there's
drunk.
No point having it unless for the art style.
That's wait a minute. Opinion. They're a cherishable thing.
That's what I'm saying. If you love the game so much, you want to see the art on the pages, get it. But you do have access to the internet for free.
Okay,
you're not going out to buy.
I know that the information exists out there, but I'm talking about strategy guides, guys. You don't remember how awesome it was to fucking...
No,
I do.
Yeah.
But
we're saying
now,
awesome, but like
you have the internet. You can just get it for free. Dude, I will buy it now.
I'm talking about like
I love the art
special
style,
features, right? You buy a Blu-ray, you get the special features. Like, you buy a strategy guide, that's the concept art. That's like editorials from the fucking company. Like,
do you watch those special features?
Absolutely, I watch those special features.
He's the only one. He's the only one he really does. Yeah. He watches commentary, too.
No, I watch special features.
This is how we made this scene. Guy in his underpants hanging from wires. I don't give a fuck.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's so good.
I have I don't know if anybody else had this over this generation, but something that we'll never see again.
Ooh.
The Blockbuster Game Pass.
Oh, yes!
So many achievements from
so
that.
So many games.
You know what?
You
that's
want.
Actually something that we need to consider is rental gaming.
Gone.
Well, it's at... Yeah.
You could go to...
Not on Xbox One. Well, wait, but they...
Yeah, they reversed
that.
They flip-flopped.
But before this, have you ever rented the game in the last 2 months?
I have not rented shit.
I haven't rented the game in the last
game
4 years.
When Game Pass was going, I rented games constantly.
I did as well. When?
That was
game
fantastic.
Pass was the greatest
you know why it was so good, though? Because it made you happy and it made them no money.
All right, guys. I got some awards here. You guys can feel free to add them. I have some nominees and I also have some counterpoints. All right, so I've got here Fall from Grace Award. A company that was once great, once epic, has fallen.
Oh, God.
My nominees are Rareware, Square Enix, Capcom, Halo franchise, Nintendo.
I second the Halo franchise.
Rare.
Now, if you want to go into it, I mean, Rareware...
Because they were so good.
Yeah, Rare was so good for N64. They have done Avatars, which worked out pretty well. I had a good time.
Viva Pinata was fantastic.
I had a good time fooling around with my avatars. And not fooling around with them, but, you know, buying clothes for them and shit.
Giving them
a little just dressing them up.
Can I talk about disagreements from that list?
Well, do you have anything to add? Or,
no, like, I want to strongly disagree with Square Enix.
Square Enix, quality is there. Quality is there, but they are not the once...
How...
Once game-changing company that they used to be.
I'm disagreeing again, because... Final Fantasy.
Just because of all
the MMO is one of the best selling MMOs of all time. They turn it around 100% and is one of the best quality games I've ever played in my entire life.
That's a very recent development, too.
It is.
I'm glad to hear it.
They took that piece of shit steaming pile and turned it into one of the best selling MMOs. They have now almost 2 million subscribers. It's only half 2 months.
That's very impressive.
It is. Really? That's what I'm talking about. They're, right, and they're getting those same director on par for the next Final Fantasy game.
If we would have been talking about this 2 months ago, even a year ago, Square Enix might have been.
Oh, yeah, I would have agreed. But now, at this very point, I would not agree with
that. So I almost have a counterpoint. Capcom has been doing making solid games, but a quick turnaround in the last maybe 3 years has ruined Capcom. They have not had anything.
Five and six were bad.
Five was good.
Five was okay.
We're talking about Resident Evil here.
Resident Evil.
Dead Rising. Oh yeah, Dead Rising. Yeah.
One was good. Two was retarded. Two was
Marvel terrible. Versus Capcom.
People love those games. Yeah. No, people love. Yes, they do.
I also have to disagree with the Halo franchise.
So Square's out of the race. Capcom is out of the race.
Lost Planet is.
We've also got the Halo franchise just hoored out to wherever it can go. Now Halo
4 is incredible.
Now there's mobile games that are being ported to the 360.
Who cares?
That hurts me inside. It does.
Has the Halo franchise fallen from grace?
No. Halo Reach.
Halo 4 was not
Reach
good.
I liked.
Yeah, I feel like you guys underappreciated.
I think Halo 4 is
online
top-notch.
5 was awesome.
4. What are we talking about?
4.
We're way ahead of the game.
Are we?
Yeah, 4 was the last one.
Okay, so Reach was amazing.
Yeah.
So is it
4 had a great online but terrible.
It can't possibly be Rare versus Nintendo. Like, is there any other fall from grace?
Well,
Rare
has been neutered by Microsoft as soon as their balls are
chopped.
Okay, this is what you're making. You're making this fucking game. And we need you making some Kinect animals and shit.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mind you though, Viva Piano was amazing, and I really did like Nuts and Bolts by Banjo Games.
But those were great games. But since
Nuts and Bolts has been in production since N64.
I loved it. It was like a
sort of a
Minecraft twist on the third person adventure game.
I wonder how much was the original concept that they just kind of polished up and released. But I mean,
it's a lot. I think
Call of Duty,
Nintendo. I have here
Activision.
Like,
Call of Duty, Fall from Grace.
Yeah,
how much worse are they now?
Yeah, but what's Fall from Grace mean? They're making billions of dollars. Is that falling from grace?
Yes, you can make a lot of money off a shit game.
Absolutely.
But is that falling from grace?
The reason I have Nintendo on here is
in the gamer's eyes. I think so.
The amount of quality content on their console versus GameCube. You know what I mean? Like, true every first part, not every, but like even that. Like, Nintendo used to have the seal of quality. Like, you know, everything that they had their name on was golden. And now you've got things like Wii Sports Resort, like, which sell great, but they're not great games. Yeah.
Nothing has been good since GameCube.
3DS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, I mean, that's one of the arguments for Nintendo. Yeah, is everything they've done on 3DS and every first, like...
Just 3DS is the best-selling system.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal.
No, Nintendo's selling crazy, crazy handheld, and they're focusing on it, obviously, because the Wii U has gotten...
The thing is, though, but the same thing with 3DS, it failed hardcore the first year. It was given...
This is...
They had nothing. Awful. They
because it was
nothing.
$250 and they dropped the price.
At least you bought it to play Professor Wii.
Yeah, well, Wii U is next. Wii U, we'll talk next gen because it's launching and it's going to compete with PS4 and Xbox
One.
But
it's already lost the fight and it hasn't been released yet.
It was never part of the fight and they expected that.
They've never been a part of
it. Yeah, so is it Nintendo or is it Rareware? Or is there anybody else that we can talk about?
Sega?
Infinity Ward? No.
Sonic the Hedgehog has the biggest fall from grace.
No, hold on.
Were they
Sonic,
that good?
Sonic was never good.
Yeah, were they? Yes, were they?
Sonic 1 and
2.
But here, I had Sega on my list, and Fano, let me tell you. Hold on, let me tell you, Fano. Sega was on my list, but their fall from grace was not this generation.
No,
it was 2 or 3 years before.
I'm telling you, Sonic Worlds look amazing.
I would say just Sonic itself.
The new game, it's like Mario Party.
Like, they try
so
hard. Every time to just keep pushing him in.
Do
something.
They?
They put him in fucking Smash Bros. Just to try and get his face out there.
He's still in Smash Bros. But that's not a Sega game.
Sonic's on Ouya.
Sonic's
Jesus
a little bitch.
Christ. That's disgusting.
I'm waiting.
All right. Do we have a winner?
Cartoon
here?
In the games. Everything is
Nintendo.
His
fall
voice.
From grace. Cool. Nintendo.
Agreed.
Nintendo wins the Fall from Grace award.
Absolutely.
Sad but true.
Oh man.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree.
Wii U
with
can
either.
Suck on my.
We're talking
both
about the entire
not talking about
company
Wii. We're talking about
of
Wii.
Nintendo. No, we're not.
We're talking about the company of Nintendo.
We're not talking about the console. We're talking about the game quality, right?
We're talking about Nintendo in this generation.
Game quality. Everything.
I don't.
Name a first party Nintendo game that sucks.
All of them. Pikmin.
It's not suck by any means.
Pikmin is.
No, it's not. You may not like the concept.
We have our thoughts.
I don't agree with Nintendo either, and it's split halfway. But fuck it.
Yeah, it's a battle I've fought many times.
Seal of Quality Award. I've got BioWare, Rockstar, Bethesda, Sony exclusives. Now, BioWare hit or miss. Mean Dragon Age.
Amazing.
Dragon Age was fucking terrible.
I wouldn't say it was terrible. I played through it and enjoyed it thoroughly.
Rockstar, you got your name on State of Emergency. You got your name on L.A. Noire.
L.A. Noire was good.
It was amazing.
You guys still hate it. They don't understand.
Try and guess if he's telling the truth.
Okay.
There's more to the game than that. It was also an open world. You remember
in
that,
In Grand
right?
Theft Auto yeah, 5, but... graphics wouldn't exist without it. Right. They took that facial recognition.
Bethesda. Bethesda, few and far between. I mean, like, yes, it was quality games, but there was only a couple of them.
Dishonored's amazing.
Yeah,
Dishonored's fantastic.
Dishonored's really good.
There's only a couple of them. In the last 10 years.
What is this list? We're measuring quantity, or quality, not quantity,
yeah,
right?
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah, that's what it does. They deliver
quality. I'm talking about seal of quality.
You can
like,
bet on this company, it'll be good every time.
Rockstar.
Bethesda doesn't make Skyrim.
EA.
Whoa.
EA Games. No, as much as people hated them, EA Games. Seal of
they didn't make
Hold on.
Age.
Chad has something to say. Dragon Age.
No, Bethesda.
Bethesda does Skyrim, Oblivion, Dishonored. They're the publisher, though. Who's the actual developer?
It's Bethesda for those. Those are the meaty titles. They're Bethesda. They did. There was another one they just released that they put their name on it, but it wasn't it.
ZeniMax Media.
Yeah.
Kabam!
But they definitely did Skyrim and Oblivion.
ZeniMax did.
Any Elder Scroll? No. ZeniMax Elder Scroll Media. Games?
Yes.
Look at it. Yeah. You got it in here?
I'm sorry, but no.
Where is it?
I'm sorry, but no.
What about Blizzard?
Ooh, TJ comes
you
in with a banger.
You cannot say Blizzard. I mean, as much people chirp any game, they are the best selling games of all time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Seal of Quality Awards.
This is good. This is not.
Oh, you're okay.
These are good companies.
Right. We've been fighting the wrong.
I've been fighting the wrong fight. Exactly. I'm thinking this is a bad list.
No, Seal of Quality Award.
Rockstar. That's what I was saying. That's
but
what I said.
The downfall was.
No,
I've been fighting the wrong fight.
I gotta say EA, just because they are like
money grabbing fools.
They're becoming a monopoly here. They're like
Plants vs Zombies 2.
They run everything.
Yeah, they are running the shit. EA is sports games.
NHL
period.
No,
sports games. Period.
We're talking about seal of quality here.
Yes,
quality not on everything.
Everything.
There's a reason why there's no every
yeah,
license. Every sport
games.
License besides the
NBA,
is with EA.
EA. Man.
I think EA is really good, except for they did ruin Dead Space 3.
They do money grub. They money grub a little bit.
I like Dead Space 3.
But it wasn't EA that did that.
Well, you're forgetting we had Sony exclusive also on that list, which I think, you know, I'm not even the biggest fan of PS3, but it seems like for the past couple of years, every time there's been an exclusive on PS3, I've wanted to play it. I've it seems like they're...
That's
they're benchmark titles over and over
But you're just like, that's many companies.
Yeah, it's a vague...
They've
looked better than anything.
I think what Joe was saying there is they're all under the blanket of Sony. Like, Sony
seal of quality.
Reached out and said...
And they're the ones saying, yes, continue development on this game.
Okay, what about Microsoft's then to battle that? Microsoft's seal of quality.
They ruined Halo.
Halo is great!
I agree.
Or was it better when Bungie...
They also ruined Fable.
No, 343-1 is the best one.
They ruined Fable.
I love Fable 3.
Fable 3 was
I played through.
Awful.
It was
Fable
not as good as 2.
Awful,
it was not
I
as...
like 3.
Fable 3.
I didn't think 2 was that good. I think 1 was the best. And
okay, hold on. They focused the past 3 fucking years on Kinect bullshit.
Yeah, also, Microsoft is in charge of our runner-up for biggest fall from grace. In charge of Rareware. And what did they do with it? They squandered it. So
hey,
don't come to me about Microsoft exclusive being on par.
I still think Microsoft Studios does make some good, solid games.
Yes.
Seal
of
quality, though.
Seal
of
quality,
Tim. Every time do they turn out greatness. No.
Okay,
so Seal of Quality Award goes to?
Not
EA.
You're thinking EA?
I say EA.
Who's also in charge of BioWare, sadly.
I say Valve.
Sadly?
It's on your list, but I say Valve is the seal of quality.
Valve doesn't do anything except give false...
They came up with Left 4 Dead.
All right, you know what? Because you said Valve, I'm going to move forward to a different award.
Wait, let me just ask.
Yeah,
name one bad Valve game.
Left 4 Team Dead
Fortress.
1 and 2.
Team Fortress 1.
Team Fortress
1. So, but you like Team Fortress 2?
I never played it, so I can't say.
So wouldn't it have existed?
Yeah, but it's still a bad game.
Doesn't matter.
You didn't like Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead was fucking bad.
That really? Forced me. That forced me to move forward to a different award.
One more question. Do you actually classify it as a bad game, or you just don't like it?
He just doesn't like
it. But do you think it's a bad game? Like, legitimately a bad game, where you just don't like it?
Hey, man. Opinion matters.
No, there's a difference between not liking a game, but like, you respect it. It was
poorly developed?
Chad, did you play GTA 5?
What? No.
He doesn't play good games. It's fine.
In the eye of the beholder.
Now Chad's the judge.
I just legitimately wanted to know if he didn't like the game.
Nobody plays
or if I didn't he like respected it, but he just didn't appreciate
the genre. Like it.
Okay. So you mentioned Valve. I'm moving forward. We'll double back. But the no-show award. I've got Dogbird. Valve Studios, no-show. Retro Studios, no-show. And Star Fox, no-show. Can we think of any other no-shows on this entire generation of gaming? And who wins?
Well, it's been 8 years, so everybody sort of showed up at least once or twice, except for Dogbird.
Retro Studios came out with a launch title for Wii.
Retro Studios is making Crash Bandicoot. Donkey Kong.
They made Donkey Kong. And 6 years ago, they made Metroid sequels.
They were bad.
No-show. I'm talking about a flagship developer for Nintendo that has the only right to make...
Dogbird, for sure.
Sega. It has to be. Sega. And I love that they're saying it's going to be for PS4 now. Like, it was supposed to be...
Still being made.
Dogbird is the fall from grace. Dogbird was the... I remember seeing that and, like, that's when I'll buy a PS3.
It could have been a system seller for PS3 and now maybe for PS4.
I saw that game and I thought, that's when I'll buy a
PS3. See, I never thought it looked cool.
Oh, it looked amazing. Dude,
it's like Shadow of the Colossus, though.
Follow-up to Shadow of the Colossus.
It's not.
And I've never even played Shadow of the Colossus.
It's just pixelated dog. It's awful.
It's a dog bird. Pretty neat.
It's awful.
Is that... I don't know what that is. Is it a game?
It's,
I feel like it's a slang term for a game.
It is.
That was in development.
Last Guardian.
They've actually called it dog bird now.
No, it didn't. It's a joke.
Like Hospital Crawl.
Hospital Call is coming out too. That'd be pretty neat.
So guys, I mean, the biggest no-show. Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot.
I think Sega.
No Crash games.
Crash 3 was amazing. And it was the last one, wasn't it?
They are all terrible.
Crash Bandicoot. Like Crash 3 back in the day.
What is he? What is he?
He's Bandicoot.
Who cares?
What the fuck's a Bandicoot?
He crashes.
So there's no award there. There's no award there. Let's move back to the meh award. I've got Heavy Rain, Bioshock Infinite, Skyward Sword, and Fez.
Fez.
Anyone got any...
Fez was so meh. Everybody went
Who here
nuts.
Has played Bioshock Infinite?
I have.
I just want to
you don't play it? You put it on your list, you didn't even play it. How?
I have not played it. Meh. Guys, is there a better meh game? Like, something that was supposed to be big, but never actually came to fruition?
Did you play Heavy Rain?
No.
See? That would not be on your list. You play.
This isn't my personal list, Tim. This is the games that, like, they were supposed to be huge, and then it came out, and everyone was like, "Ah, it's not that good."
Heavy Rain was huge.
What about the Resistance franchise? Or,
okay,
yeah. I literally
now we're talking.
Killzone.
I built origami on top of that TV shelf behind you with Heavy Rain. That's the origami killer. It came with that. Heavy Rain was massive.
So you agree it doesn't win the Met Award? So what does win it?
Should Halo 4 not be on the list for you guys?
Resistance.
Halo 4.
Like, I don't think it belongs there, but I feel like you
Halo
should say
4 something. Was good.
No.
Every one of you guys can suck on
I do not agree. Halo 4 was incredible. No, it's not meh. All
right, well, let's...
It was not good.
The campaign was the best campaign.
It's not meh.
What?
Loved it.
So, do we have a winner?
I'd say Bioshock Infinite, because it didn't... I had it, but I even bought it.
The Resistance franchise.
I bought it and didn't get it.
No, but Tim, you can't say that because you didn't play it.
Pokemon.
I got 6 hours.
Not
on Steam, I did.
Pokemon is not the biggest meh.
Open it.
Guys, we got two more. Let's get it over with. No Business Being Amazing Award. Something that just came out of nowhere. I've got... and feel free to add your own nominees. Bad Company 2, Saints Row 3, Far Cry 3, Punch-Out, Mario Galaxy 2.
I would like to add...
What do you guys add?
Mirror's Edge.
Ooh! That's a heavy hitter.
What is the topic?
Games no Business that, Being Amazing. Like it, what it the hell? Why nowhere. Is this so good?
Really?
Dead Space.
Mirror's Edge is fucking amazing.
No, but he's saying... Condemned Criminal Origins.
I'm saying they have no business. Yeah, like, games that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of...
I thought you meant, like, they came out of nowhere and they're not amazing.
Mirror's Edge is my favorite
I'm talking about
game.
Games that came out of nowhere and they are amazing.
Your titles are really...
Came out of nowhere.
Confusing. They're not making sense. Mass Effect 1...
Hey, Joe?
Mass Effect 1 came out of fucking...
I was ready to let loose on chat.
No, Mass Effect 1 did not come out.
No, Mass Effect came out of nowhere.
Hold on, let's go one at a time, guys.
Mass Effect 1 came out of the fucking forest of darkness and punched you in the face, and it was amazing.
No.
Chad's 5 years after the follow-up of KOTOR, I was looking forward to BioWare's space game.
Come on. The one out of a million guy who is the biggest nerd. And she's like, KOTOR. KOTOR is amazing, by the way.
Can we talk about how bad KOTOR is?
What? It's the best story of your life.
How it runs in like 800 by 600. And it's the most awful game.
Okay. Some of the games that came out of nowhere that had no business being amazing, but were amazing. Condemned Criminal Origins.
I agree.
The first one.
I
actually agree. Do agree with that.
That game was fucking
awesome.
It
scared the shit out of me.
Some of the scares. Dead Space. I had no idea
Dead Space was.
I've seen videos. I'm
EA
like,
developer.
Yeah. I've seen videos.
Still,
I was like, this
but it was still
awful.
The fact that it came out of nowhere. I had no idea what it was, and then like you see videos on it, like holy fuck, that is awesome.
I thought it looked awful. I was like, this is gonna be like Resident Evil in space. I played it. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
This is Resident Evil in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's so much better.
Another game that came out of nowhere.
I guess you could say RE4.
Yeah.
Was amazing.
Whoa. GameCube.
Yeah, it's last gen.
Yeah.
Redacted.
But still. New camera angles. This is going to be awful. Oh my god, this new camera angles is amazing.
No, hold on.
I want to say
TJ
Red Dead,
has
but
a point, though.
I played it on Xbox.
Who the fuck
it
played it on GameCube and didn't, so hold on, let me finish, and didn't play the one for Wii and wasn't fucking amazed at the fact that it was like, you could
What are you talking about?
You went too far with that, I don't know.
Are you guys serious?
It's already been redacted.
You keep going.
It's been redacted.
TJ, don't redact.
I'm sorry.
Guys, Bad Company 2, what happened there?
I don't know. Bad
All
Company
of a sudden,
1 was kind of...
Bleh. It wasn't Bad Company... Yeah. It doesn't matter.
There's no
Battlefield 2 came out, and it was and it set the standard for what Battlefield was... Or sorry, Battlefield Bad Company 2 came out, and it set the standard for what Battlefield was going
to
be.
So did Bad
all
Company...
The way to present date.
Did it have destructible environments, Bad Company?
Yeah.
So that's what started
Bad
it?
Company 2 had more destructible environments than Battlefield 3 does now.
So that's
what
why...
What the
they
hell can, are we going right now?
That's why they introduced the destructible 18 components.
18 wants to
okay.
go out for a last year.
Either way.
Redact that if we don't want to hear about 18s in this. Sorry, teens.
So, no business being amazing award. I mean, I just want to say I had Galaxy 2 on here because Galaxy 1 was mediocre. It was not mediocre, but it was standard. This is a great Nintendo game, but Galaxy 2, again, I can't even talk about it. You guys just have to play it.
So can I
play
it? Do you have it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I gotta say, Bad Company 2 is the one to pick for that because
I had Bad Company.
Mario.
So did I, and I never played online.
Bad Company 2.
It was like best sound. So, like, you're looking at the box and you're like, oh, this is the best sound.
It does, though.
It actually does.
And honestly, I think the best sounding game of all time, and I don't even play these games, Chad's obsessed with them, is Battlefield games. When you shoot a gun, it sounds
so
disgustingly real.
That's what we're talking about right now.
Where is he?
I have alcohol on me. But that and DayZ.
On the box, it has best sounding game.
It is,
though.
When you shoot a gun... It is disgusting.
Guys, have you ever heard of the Battlefield franchise? It has the best sound.
And I'll also give it to DayZ, though, too. Well, actually,
fuck that
it's Armor 2. No, you know when you're shooting again. Even Kyle said, like, ooh, you're shooting the Skull 36. 9.2 milliliter. Like,
no, he's
9.2
milliliter. The weapons are filled with liquids. But...
All right. Moving on. The last award I have. I don't know if anybody else has anything else to. But I don't know if anybody else has anything else to add. And I'll go through it here. LucasArts closes. Nintendo doesn't care about me. It's another option. Motion controls will never work. Rise of annual clone releases. Added payments. Games aren't quite ready. DLC just for DLC. Like
I agree with all of those. All
so what wins, though?
All of them. They're all shit. I hate them all.
Ditto with Dan.
Stop it.
Motion controls will never work.
I agree.
No, they already do.
They don't.
Rise of annual clone releases. I think that is the hardest truth award. And it's going to get even more significant because games are going to be so much money to build. They're not going to be able to build new worlds every time. They're going to have, okay, we've got all these assets. We've got all these. We've got all this programming. We need to make this last another 3 years, 4 years, and they're just going to keep launching. They're releasing similar games, maybe with different fucking skins.
Yeah, Watch Dogs 6 will be out in 2 years.
Oh my god!
It won't.
Yes, of course it will.
You guys need to shut the fuck up.
Of course it will, Dan.
No, Ubisoft is actually taking Quake.
What are you talking about? Assassin's Creed. 1, 2, 2, 3, 2, 4, 2, 5.
Stop.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Stop.
No, Tim, you're insane.
No, Assassin's Creed, yes. They did go a little overboard, but Revelations 2 was incredible.
Brotherhood. Side by side, you can put Splinter Cell right beside them.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Not only that, they're delaying Watch Dogs because our Assassin's Creed brand is a little bit more viable. Let's make that the launch title.
But still, Watch Dogs is going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing.
Guys, okay. I'm the waiter. I'm taking your order. Let's talk about it. What's your top game of this generation, Chad?
That company too.
TJ?
Wii Bowling.
Get the fuck out of here.
Just kidding. We didn't touch upon it. I don't know. Bit Trip?
Bit Trip is your top modern game?
I don't know.
He's dying.
For me, Mass Effect 2.
No, I don't know.
Mass Effect 2.
Can't be a three-way.
Skyrim. Another one that's amazing.
Before I announce this game, I want to tell you how many hours put into it so far.
Okay.
2,000.
Is this eyes?
World of Warcraft.
What? It's not World of Warcraft?
Minecraft. Jesus. Oh, okay. It is the most fun I've ever had in any video game with a community friend. 2,000
hours. That's how many hours I work in a year.
Do you know how stupid that is? Do you know how dumb that is?
That's why I said it.
Do you know how fucking retarded that is? You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're the dumbest person I know.
Fano, top game.
So sorry.
Oh my God.
Minecraft. He says Minecraft.
What's your top game?
Probably Bioshock 1.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Good choice.
Tell me how you
weren't
all... It's funny
you're me for having the best time of my life in a video game.
Okay.
Atlas?
Why is that mad to you? What do you get
guys,
about that?
No, I'm not angry. All right.
Let's raise them up. Let's close off. It's been a swell ride the last 8 years. Thanks for having the conversation with me, even though it got a little hectic at some points. I'm glad we could celebrate Christian of Gaming together. Hip, hip, hip. All right, and together we are
Joe. Do dice out!
We are Joe.
Dan.
Tim.
Bono.
Me.
Yep.
All range mode out. All
range.
A cockery.
Cock you little freak!
We don't want to be the only two games at launch.
No, you can chirp that, but if you own that company, why would you do it? No, you wouldn't. It's stupid. Yeah, it's not like, oh, we're trying to milk the company. No, if you have...
Are you in there, Joe? Are you in there? No, you're stupid!
If you have two open world games coming out and you own both of them, why would you make them come out at the same time?
Compete
my same company.
It's a small little studio.
This kid has lost his mind!
It just makes sense not to make them at the same time.
Yeah, he does it.
Any closing statements, guys?
See, he doesn't care.
Give me shit at any show.
My favorite game of this past year.
All right, guys.
Open your fucking mom's vagina. I played that more than you did Bioshock Infinite.
That's pretty good. But I really do have 6 hours into it. And
yes,
but I didn't keep playing.
You have to understand that 6
guys,
hours.
Guys, we got two more. Let's get it over with.
Yum, 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 yum.